enlightened. Dr. Lindesman has the yahrzeit for his mother, whose name is Malkut Zipporah Bas Moshe Nosson. And David Kaplan has the yahrzeit for his father, whose name is Moshe Shmuel Ben Dovid. Nothing the takon of Hillel, that you make a pruz book. Then a pruz book, just to review briefly, is when it comes the end of the Shemitah year, so anyone who owes a debt to someone else, so the Torah says that Malva is not permitted to ask the Loive to pay back the money. Lo Yigos, Esriyehu, Esoch, he's not allowed to chepe the Loive. Kikor HaShemitah LaShem, he's not allowed to chepe. So the... In the days of Hillel, he saw that the people were afraid to lend money when it came soon before the Shnas HaShemitah. The wealthy people were concerned, how can they lend money to the Aniyim? They'll never get the money back. It'll soon be the end of Shemitah. Shemitah will cancel the debt, and the Malva will be forbidden to ask for the money. So the story goes, Nimnu Milahava, so the wealthy people stopped lending money to the poor people. So the wealthy people were in violation of the din of... special law that you're not allowed to make that cheshbon. So it was a problem. Dr. Lindesman has the yahrzeit for his mother, whose name is Malkut Zipporah Bas Moshe Nosson. And David Kaplan has the yahrzeit for his father, whose name is Moshe Shmuel Ben Dovid. Nothing the takon of Hillel that you make a pruz book. Then a pruz book, just to review briefly, is when it comes the end of the Shemitah year, so anyone who owes a debt to someone else, so the Torah says that Malva is not permitted to ask the Loive to pay back the money. Lo Yigos. Esriyehu Esoch, he's not allowed to chepe the Loive. Kikor HaShemitah LaShem, he's not allowed to chepe. So in the days of Hillel, he saw that the people were afraid to lend money when it came soon before the Shnas HaShmita. The wealthy people were concerned, how can they lend money to the Aniyim? They'll never get the money back. It'll soon be the end of Shmita. Shmita will cancel the debt and the Malva will be forbidden to ask for the money. So the story goes, Nimnu Milahalva, so the wealthy people stopped lending money to the poor people. So the wealthy people were in violation of the din of, special love that you're not allowed to make that cheshbon. It was a problem. The wealthy people were in violation of that hishamalacha, of that love, and the poor people were out of the money. They didn't have any money. So Hillel made a takana for the wealthy people and for the poor people. That's how the Gemara says. Made a takana. The Gemara has on the bottom line on Lamed Vav on the base. Bottom line of Vav Amavei, so the Gemara asks, my pruz bull, what does the word mean? Pruz bull. Amar Rav Chisda, the pruz bully ubuti. Pruz means it's a takana. Rashi writes, pruz is a takana. It's a takana for the wealthy and a takana for the poor. It's a takana for the wealthy that they should no longer be in violation. They should get back the money. Okay. And they should also no longer be in violation of Hisham Lachop and Yadavim Lachop Liyal. They'll be able to lend the money without any qualms. They know that they'll get it back in the end. And it's a takana for the poor people to get the halva that they need. So it's a takana for both parties. That's the meaning of the word pruz bul. Pruz bully or buti. It's a takana for the bully are the wealthy people and the buti are the poor people. That's what Igmar says. Shouldn't lose their money.
Yeah,
not much to be able to love.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. So the Gemara says that's what the word "buli" means, wealthy people in Aramaic, and "buti" means the poor people. The Gemara shows from Sukkim that it's like that. So the Gemara says that Hillel saw that this was the situation, that the wealthy people were nimnu milahalvus, they were stopping to lend money around the Shemitah time, and the poor people were out of money. So they made a takana that made everybody happy, provable, that is considered as if he had been Moses Shteroes Ulebezin. So we left off in the middle. The Gemara had a shaili boilahu. About 12 lines from the top of Lamed Vav on the base. Iboy Lahu, they had a suffix, Kihisking Hilo Pruzbul. When Hillel made the Takana Pruzbul, did he only make it for his generation alone? Lid Dorehu the Tikkun? Was it only for his generation? And the fact that they continued to observe it in the generations, it's clear that they continued to observe the Dinam of Pruzbul later also. That's because the later, like we gave a marshal, the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom was only made till the year 5000. That was already 5,758, Tafshin Nun Ches. Why do we still observe it? So the answer is after the year 5,000, we observe it, Mitam Minik. We observe it, the Ashkenazim observe it, Mitam Minik. So it no longer has the tokif that it had before the year 5,000. That time there was really a Cherem. Cherem means that the man was considered, if the man is Noisa Isha Alishtoi, it's considered that he's Takin Cherem, and you can't give him an Aliyah, and you can't be Mitzarfim to a Minyan, and so on. After the year 5000, that's only a minute. So apparently, here also, should I say that it's only for the generation of his own generation that he made that takana? But the fact that they continue to observe in later generations is because the later generations decided that they'll make their own takana. Right? They made their own takana to follow the suggestion of Hillel. Maybe I should say no. L'dori Yalman Ami Tikkun. Maybe the takana was made by Hillel for all the generations. What's the difference? Whether Hillel made the takana for all the generations, or he only made it for his generation, later generations they made on their own. Lamai said there is a takana of Pruzbul now. So what's the nafkamina? Historically, that's the whole nafkamina. The fact that the takana's Pruzbul still applies, does that date back to Hillel? Do we trace it back to Hillel? Or is that considered our takana? Mar says no, nafkamina lebatule. Do we have the ability today to be mevatel takana? If you should say l'darehu the tikkun, if Hillel's takana is only for his own generation, and today the fact that it still applies b'zman hazeh is because we in every generation decided we want to maintain and we want to continue it. So then mevatelin le. If we should decide today we no longer want to carry on this takana, so we can undo it today because we were the ones who decided to extend it ad hayom hazeh. So we can decide to nullify it. But if you should say the takan of Hillel was made for all the future generations, then we have a rule. Then a later bezin cannot
abolish a takana derabban that was made by an earlier bezdin, unless the later bezdin is greater. Bechachma over me, greater means more learned. Ubiminya means in the number of rabbanim who are joining in the takana. Hillel wasn't only one person. This time he had a few rabbanim with him. Maybe he had the whole bezdin agadol. So if you want a later generation to repeal that enactment of Hillel, so you have to have number one, people more learned than Hillel, which would be quite a feat. And number two, you'd have to have a greater number of people. The Rambam asked the Kasha, how can you ever have a takana that was made by a Bezna Gadol? Bezna Gadol always has 71. So how can you have a later Bezna Gadol? B'chachma, you can have. An earlier generation was not as learned. Later generation is more learned. Gadol B'chachma. How can you have Gadol B'minyan? How can you have a greater number? So some Rishonim learned that Ravid learns on Mishnayis Adias. This appears in Mishnayis Adias, Perek Aleph Mishnah. The Ravid learns in Mishnayis Adias, Gadol B'minyan means that they're older. The greater in number means in age. Let's say Hillel made a takana, and the average age of all of the 71 members of the bezin, let's say the average age was 55, and in the later generation they want to repeal it, so they have to be greater b'chokhma, they have to be more learned, and you have to have the average age should be greater than 60. Okay, so that's Gadol B'minyan. But according to the Rambam learns that minyan does mean minyan hashonim, the age, the average age of the members of the bezin. It means the number of Rabbanim. So the Rambam asks, and if you'll ask Kakash, you always have the same number of 71. The Rambam says, no, when the Bezna Gadol makes a Takana, how many Rabbanim signed on? They have other Rabbanim who are not officially members of the Bezna Gadol who also sign on to the Takana, that they're also supportive of it. So in the later generations, they have to have 71 members of the Bezna who want to repeal it, plus a greater number of Rabbanim signing on that it's time to repeal it. That's how you have Gadol B'chochma Uv'minyi. You'll have both. So that's the Gemara's Nafkamina. If the Takana was made by Hillel, then in order to repeal it, you're going to have quite a job. You're going to have a bezin that's greater than Hillel in learning. But if it's Takana's Hillel was only for his generation, and in the later generations, it just every generation decides to maintain the Takana. So then if in any given generation they decide they don't want to maintain it, they don't want, so don't institute it. It won't be maintained.
Is that the case that
Bezna Gadol, not really. Bezna Gadol is not really for takonis. That's a side function that they have. That's not really one of the main functions of the Bezna Gadol. Bezna Gadol, the Rambam describes it, it's like the big international kollel of Klal Yisrael. That the whole Klal Yisrael, their salary, to sit and learn, and to preserve the Masor. The Rambam writes, the Iker of Torah Shebal Peh, for the purpose of preserving the Masor. Then they also have the status of the High Court, that if they issue a Psak, their Psak is binding on all the Bati Dinim, no one is allowed to paskin against them. Very often they would not issue a Psak. The Bezin of every Shevet would issue their own Psak, and you can have 12 different Shvatim. Every Shevet had a different Psak. It'll be more colorful like that. Yeah, it's even easier. Who's the Bezak that all 71 members of the Bezin voted for it? Maybe there were 41 for and 30 against. And then later to reveal it.
We don't have any record of
that. But the Psak comes out from like a whole thing. It doesn't come out.
No, but the Psak comes out from a whole thing, yeah, but still, you can have a greater minion.
You can have a bigger.
We will have to dig up historical records from the days of Hillel. That'll be a job. Hillel lived 100 Tesis quarter. Hillel lived 100 years before the Bayit, before the Churban HaBayis. Rabbi Shmuel lived after Rabbi Yudah Nasi. Churban HaBayis was the year 70. So Hillel lived 30 years before the common counting. Rabbi Yudah Nasi died around the year 220, and Rabbi Shmuel with Talmidim of his, and Shmuel wanted to repeal it. That's already around the year 250, let's say. So that's quite the 275 years after Hillel. How are they going to have the records? How many people voted? So how are they going to know how many other Rabbonim signed on also? If you don't have the records, so you'll never know how it is. So they must have kept records. Must have kept
so you don't even know, according to the Rambam, that others signed on it. You also never know how many.
They did keep records. Some of them must have kept records. Otherwise, how will you ever be able to repeal any takkan of the Rambam?
What difference does it make if they get a unanimous psak at the end?
Does it make a difference if they
all agree that at the end of the one psak?
They all agree.
They always said this.
No, once the Bezna Gadol issues a psak, everybody has to follow it.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody
But it's only based on a majority vote. Right. So then if you have later a Bezdin, will have a greater majority vote, that should also be good to repeal it. That should also be greater Bominion.
In fact, you have to have a lot of
dinim,
you have to have something like this.
Fushes, the Gemara says, if you have all 23 dayanim, say chayim, then the Gemara says, kulachayim, is zakai, is pata, yeah.
But
the imam says there is no such thing. Yeah, there's only one case in the Gemara, there's only one halacha where you need a unanimous vote, where you dafkin need a unanimous vote. That's by the din of maybe there are two dinim, by the par helm dava shel tzibah, I think the Gemara says. By par helam dover shel tzibah, in order to be chayev, the Bez Nagadol issued a psak, and the rov tzibah violated. Bez Nagadol said that something is mutter.
The next
mutter to turn on lights on Shabbos. Everybody listens to the Bez Nagadol. Mutter is mutter, so they all turn on lights. Then it turns out that they realize they made a mistake, and they have charat, and they back out. And then it turns out that the rov tzibah in Eretz Yisrael was mechal Shabbos b'shegig based on the psak of the Bez Nagadol. So we don't require each and every person who is Mechal Shabbos that is to bring a Korban Chatos to the Beis HaMikdash. Bez Nagadol brings one Par Halam Dovah Shel Tzibah, they bring one Chatos and everybody gets the Kapara. I think the Gemara says in the beginning of Hayri is that the only time you have a din at Par Halam Dovah Shel Tzibah is if there was a unanimous vote. But if there was a split in the vote, then there wouldn't be a din at Par Halam Dovah Shel Tzibah. I think the Gemara has like that. That there you need a unanimous vote. But usually you don't. You usually go Basarai. I think the original vote, I think the Gemara says has to be in Isaiah Dachzach, the Gemara Dav Gimel. I think learns it out from a post. So this is the Gemara Shaila again. This is the Gemara Shaila whether the Takanas Hilo was made throughout for all the future generations or not. It was only made for his generation and the later generations, they on their own instituted it. And the Nafkamina would be, do we today have the ability to repeal it? Zagmar Toshma, well, let's see. Yama Shmuel had a psak, like Hasvina Pruzbul. You have to make a Pruzbul the Bezin. You have to be Moshe Shteroisu with a Bezin. What kind of a Bezin can I put together? Three people? We'll declare that this is Gemara says no, it has to be a Bezin Choshu. Like Hasvina Pruzbul, Elo, you can only make a Pruzbul Moshe Shteroisu with a Bezin, Elo, Ibe Beidina de Surah, only that Choshu of a Bezin in the city Surah. Ibe Beidina de Nardo, or the famous Bezin in the city Nardo. So Rashi tells you the word. Beidina de Surah was Rav, Beidina de Nardo was Shmuel. I said, what? Shmuel's talking about himself? Omar Shmuel, like I said, you can only make a Pruzbul in my Bezin, somewhat in the Lashon. So Rashi says, no. Rashi says, when Shmuel was speaking, he was not the Bezin in Nardo. It was Rabbami Rabasi with the Bezin in Nardo. Later. When another 20 years later, he was the Bezin in Nardo.
He prepared himself.
At the time that he was making this statement, he was referring to the Bezin of Rabbami Rabasi. So Shmuel made a statement, when you're Moshe Shteros with Bezin, you can't just take any three people and declare that's the Bezin. You have that big, very famous Bezin. So the Gemara says, why? V'yisal k'tay techo dori alman nami tikin. If you're going to say that Hillel's takon was only made for his generation, and today Bizman is, if you want to have the din of Pruzbul, so you got to have a bezin today making the takona. So a bezin to make a takona has to be big guns. You don't just take three balabatim and make a takona. So then Shmuel is correct. We understand what Shmuel said. You can only make a Pruzbul Bizman is, if we would have lived in the generation of Hillel, we could have made a Pruzbul easily. Put together any three people that would constitute a bezin, because that was Takanas Hilo. You make a bezin and you make a Moshe Shteros of the bezin. But Bizman Azed, Takanas Hilo no longer applies. So Elamai, we want to make a new Takana. You want to make a new Takana that there should be a din approval. So you got to have a major four-star bezin to make such a Takana. But if you're going to say, but if you're going to say that Hilo himself made the Takana throughout all the future generations, for the entire future, so b'shar bedina nami lechtevo. So why do you need such a major bezin? They're not making the takana. They're just functioning. They're just functioning. So to function as a bezin, you have to have such a major bezin. So the Gemara, that's not necessarily such a good proof. Dilma, perhaps ki tikin hilul adori yalma kigoin. Maybe li'olam hilul made the takana goes on all the generations. But perhaps that was part of his takana that the Pruzbul only works if you're going to be Moshe Shteroza to a major Bezdin, not Stam to any three people put together. Maybe it was the Dori Alma, but only Kigoyin, Beidina Didei, if it's a Bezdin that's similar to Hillel's own Bezdin, or Rabami Rabasi, or like the Bezdin of Rabami Rabasi, When Shmuel was a young man and he made that statement, Beidina Dinardo, he was referring to the Bezdin Rabban Rabasi Azvas, the Alimi, they are so powerful, Afkui Mamoina. I will call you Amalai, Stam, put three people together, constitute a Bezdin, that's not good enough. So Gemara said, that's not a riot. That's not. The fact that Shmuel insists, granted, we don't pass him like that. Gemara is going to say later, any three people you can put together, any Bezdin is also good. Doesn't have to be such a major Bezdin. But Shmuel is of the opinion that in order to write a prusbul, you have to have a very powerful bezin, a very choshev bezin. What does it mean, the most choshev bezin in the world?
Yeah.
Egit azog bebeidina de sura bebeidina de nardor. Means the one or two major batedinim in the world at that time, Rav or Shmuel. Beidina de sura was Rav's bezin, beidina de nardor was Shmuel's bezin. There's such a major bezin. So the Tosis quotes the Rabbeinu Tam here, the Alimi Lafkui Mamayin. Rabbeinu Tam calls a prusbul. Rabbeinu Tam gehalten von sich, and he held that he was permitted to, he and his two Rabbonim, they constituted the Bezin to issue prusbul. So the question is, did the Rabbeinu Tam think that he was the biggest Gadol Hador in his generation?
Well, he must have had other Rabbonim with him.
So the question is, yeah, correct, correct. The Shad is, how do you translate here? The Gemara says he can only... No, that's a good question. What you're asking, that's a very good question. That's another thing. Okay, we'll first take care of that. There's several different things that you have to discuss. One halacha is like this. We're discussing a din. Right, we're discussing, let's say, chveis, a topic. The father died, and the Yisayim Maher, there's an apotropos taking care of their money. Oh, I didn't tell you about Dafnun Beis Amishna. Praise Amishna and Dafnun Hey, Amishna and Dafayin Av. Ashailen, Hilchas Gitna, Ashailen, I didn't tell you something. So, just because the Nedi Behuda Paskin one way in the late 1700s, and some Sefer Paskin one way in the 1800s, whatever, doesn't mean that Rav Moshe Feinstein has to Paskin the same, or the Rav Soloveitchik, or anybody in our generation has to Paskin the same. Whether it's a din derais, a din derabbanon, in every generation, Talmid HaChacham have right to pass in the way they understand, the way they see fit. Of course, sometimes you come to a generation, you come to a person, he's not entitled to an opinion. If he's an Amor, he's not entitled to an opinion. Yiftach Ishbar. Yeah, we say Yiftach B'dar Kishmol B'dar. Yiftach Ishbar can't be an Ishbar. Has to be a learned individual. But if he's entitled to an opinion, then Adarabba, he's entitled and obligated to give his honest to goodness opinion, even if he knows it's in disagreement with major gedolim who preceded him. Like Rav Moshe Feinstein very often writes in his sefer, the loike divrei Nevi Yehuda dein behem amish, the loike divrei chsam sefer, shein behem shachar. He writes, he disagrees with Nevi Yehuda. So there was a rabbi from Queens who published the sefer where he disagrees. He takes on Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is from a called Igris Moshe. So a rabbi from Queens wrote a sefer called Manel Igoris, the response to the Igris Moshe. So he attacks Rav Moshe very bitterly, and he writes, this man is so arrogant, he thinks that he's greater than the Chassam Sofer and greater than the Nadi Behuda, and he disagrees with everybody. Who gave him the right to disagree? So Rav Moshe felt so hurt. So he said, what do you mean? I didn't say that I was greater than the Nadi Behuda, greater than the Chassam Sofer. I just said, he says, maybe I'm wrong, I just said that I think I'm entitled to an opinion. You may think I'm not entitled to an opinion, but I thought I was entitled to an opinion. If one is a chacham shehigil or is entitled to an opinion, so once you're entitled to an opinion, then you have to give your honest to goodness. You're permitted and obligated to give your honest opinion, even if you know that it's in disagreement with major poskim who preceded, who were greater than you. The halacha of gadol amen b'chachmim doesn't apply. That's how the Rambam starts off the Hilchas Mamrin, that the Bezdin in every generation has to paskin the way they understand and the way they see fit. And you can't say, how are you entitled to issue an opinion? I, the Beznan, an earlier generation, gezakt fakir. Rather recently, I went to be Menachem Mobile, somebody here in Queens, telling over a story that this woman who died was brought up in a Rabbanisha family. So one of her sons, Epis, had an Asik. He was a malamed in a yeshiva, in some kind of politics, and he went to ask a shayla of a Paisik. Paisik told him he has to resign from the yeshiva, so he listened, and he went and he resigned. He resigned his job from the yeshiva, and he had no job. Mm-hmm. So the mother of this young man said, Navas the Binst. Who did he ask the shayla to? Dos is Arav. She remembered Rabitzola Petterburg. She remembered, you know, she remembered Rabitzola Zalman Meltzer. The woman was related to Rabitzola Zalman. they were telling a story that this woman went for a chasen and one of her grandchildren got married in London. So in her 70s, she went to the wedding to dance at the wedding. So they asked, are you going to go to see the queen in London? Are you going to go to visit the royalty? She said, royalty, royalty. Bissa Zalman, that's royalty. She's related to her. Bissa Zalman, Baron Kotler, that's royalty. She doesn't hold from the queen. So this old woman said when her son resigned his position for Nishim, he said, what did you listen to that rabbi for? Didn't want to say the name of the rabbi because it would be embarrassing. So the woman said, what do you listen to the rabbi for? That's not a rabbi. A rabbi is a bitzala petaburger, a bisazalman. No, so this is a rabbi. So one of the rabbanim, Rabbi Weinberg, was there from Baltimore. The Rosh Hashiva from Baltimore came to me, Menachem Ol. So he said that the mother was wrong. That's the halacha. Yiftach b'darak yishmol b'darak. Just because she remembers bitzala petaburger and she remembers bisazalman. Yeah, that's what the pasuk says in Kalos. You shouldn't say that they were going in and... Yeah, that's not right. That's the halacha. Ein lecha l'shofet should be a mecha. Maybe he went to the wrong pesach. Maybe the rabbi he went to wasn't taka so clever, wasn't taka so learned, whatever it was. Maybe he could have found a heter that he wouldn't have to resign his position in yeshiva. But to say, thus Nishken Rav, how does he compare to a bitzel of petabuk with someone who lived in an earlier generation? That you're not allowed to talk like that. Ein lecha l'shofet should be a mecha. So that Rambam. Something that's a different thing. You have different rabbanim, have different opinions, and I think one way, and you think the other way. So, yeah, sometimes out of deference. Lamasha like this. The Rambam writes that halacha. And every generation, the Talmid HaChachamim have to pask in the way they understand if they're roi lo hayro. So the Kesef Mishnah, Frek Takasha, and the Rambam is quoting our Yerushalmi. Tosfos also quotes Yerushalmi. That in every generation, you're only gadol b'chachma v'minyan to disagree with Rabbanim in an earlier generation if you base it on midrash HaTorah and Drashas Behem. You base it on learning, so the later generations have a right to disagree. So the Kes Mishnah asks Akasha, so how come you find in the Gemara, and Amora says it din, and the Gemara fact Akasha, but it says in the Mishnah Fakert, it says in Ebraisa Fakert. So the Gemara says, Tiyufta de Rabbi Yechanan Tiyufta, Tiyufta da Abai Tiyufta. Why is it a Tiyufta? If everybody has the right to disagree, everybody has the right to say whatever he thinks is correct, he has the right and the obligation. So how do they make a tiyufta? How do you consider him obgefrek? Just because he's contradicted by Mishnah Brice. So the Kes Mishnah asked Akash in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim on the Rambam. So he says, the stomach, the answer is that the Amoraim decided on their own that they're probably not going to disagree with Tanoim. It's not al pi alocha, you can't disagree. They have a right to disagree with Tanoim also. But if they would have been convinced 100% that they're right and they just can't see the other opinion at all, then they'll disagree with the Tanoim also, and we'll be taka find in a few places in Shas. The Ramban, in the end of Bava Kamra, collects a few places, Rav Tanuhu Pali, and the Ramban collects a few places where Amoraim say a din that's contradicted by all the Tanoim, and we pass and lack the Amoraim have a right to disagree with Tanoim. But let's say an Amora comes up with a Chiddush, he's not 100% convinced that it's correct. 60% convinced that it's correct, even though it's only 55% convinced, even though it's only a slight Natiyas Hadas. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch and Yerudeya. The Rambam writes in Simei Reish Mem Vav, so in Hilchas Hayroah Sisa Beheta, that a Talmid Chacham can pass in a Shaila, even Leheta, even Lehokil, can pass in a Shaila based on a slight Natiyas Hadas. He doesn't have to have such conclusive rayas. He doesn't have to be so convinced, utterly convinced, thoroughly convinced that the din is so. Even if he merely has a slight and tias adas that the din is so, he has a right to paskin even lahokim. So that's what the Kes Mishnah says. When the Amoraim had an idea, they thought maybe like this, maybe like that, and then you show the Mishnayas, so they would be the first ones to say, oh, all the Tanoim say faket, so we back down from our opinion. That's what it means, kohar ezokin. If a great Godel says faket, so we'll back down. But if Rav Moshe is so convinced that he's right, if Rav Moshe would only have had a slight Natiyas Hadas, and then they would tell him the Nadi Behuda says Faker, so he would back down. But he didn't have a slight Natiyas Hadas on these issues where he's disagreeing. He was really, really convinced that this is it, and the other way is wrong. So even if you tell him the Chassam Sofer says the other way, he says, hey, the Chassam Sofer is wrong. What can I tell? Chassam Sofer is wrong. It says in Shulchan Aruch, no, Anachron has a right, the Ramon Choshe Mishpon, Asim HaFei quotes, and Nachron, he's talking to his generation, has a right to disagree with Rishonim, has a right to disagree with Gaonim, even though it's taka different kufa historically. He says you should consult with others in the generation. You may be making a major mistake. You may think that you know better. You may be making some horrendous error. But if you consult with several Rabbanim, prominent Talmid HaChamim, and they all agree that you're right, and you have Rayas, and you think the Gaonim made a mistake, so he says, then you have to ignore what the Gaonim said, and you're obligated to follow your opinion, if you're really convinced that you are right. Usually what will happen is, if a person, a later generation, thinks the din is so, he just thinks he's not so convinced. He has a slight NTS Adas, then he sees that all the earlier posts come hold fakir. So usually it's like Klaharizok, and usually give in to the others, because they're from an earlier generation. But if it's not merely a slight NTS Adas, he's really convinced that the din is so, then he's not going to give in. Then Itaka is permitted, he's permitted and obligated to express his opinion and disagreement. The only question is, so why can't, if the Ramah writes, Achreinim have the right and the obligation, if they think so, to disagree with Rishonim, and to disagree with Gaonim, so let's go weiter. So why can't they disagree with Gemaris? Why can't they disagree with Tanoim? Oh, so that's what the Ramah says, no, they can't disagree with what it says in the Gemara, Chesimus HaTalmud. So the Vilna Gaon writes on that, Nechashmish B'Simcha Fei, that's based on the comment that the Gemara makes in Bava Metzia, and that Pei Vav, the Ravina Ravashi Soifai Roh. So what does that mean, Ravina Ravashi Soifai Roh? That's what Moshe Soloveitchik interpreted. That's what I quoted in my Sefer, B'Shem Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that even after Rebbe edited the Mishnayis, they were still teaching Mishnayis Baal Peh. They didn't teach in Shir, in Yeshiva, they didn't teach from a text. They would be reciting it Baal Peh and commenting on the Mishnayis and elaborating on it. When did they change the style of teaching from an oral transmission to Mitoch HaKsav, that they were teaching from a text? That was in the days of Ravina Ravashi. The two versions about this, there's a famous Igeres Rav Shrei Rigon, where he writes about the Masorah, about the transmission of the Torah from generation to generation. So there are two versions of that of that line, that crucial line. When did they start to teach Mitoch HaKsav? And now it's generally assumed by Ruba, the Ruba of the Achreinim, and Ruba, the Ruba of the historians, that that is the case. That this transition occurred in the days of Ravina Ravashi. Up until the days of Ravina Ravashi, Torah Shebaal Peh was being transmitted Baal Peh, and after the days of Ravina Ravashi, it was the Shurim were given Mitoch HaKsav. So that's what the Gemara uses in the expression, Ravina Ravashi were Sof Horo. What do you mean Sof Horo? What does that expression mean? Horo, to give a psak, only applies on Torah Shebaal Peh. The Gemara says there's no Horo on Torah Shebichsav. The Gemara says we learned in Sanhedrin. And in Horeus, the Gemara has there too. There's no Horo on Torah Shebichsav. Let's say, my Rabbi Paskin, you have to like film tomorrow morning. What do you mean your Rabbi Paskin? There's no Shiloh. What's Martin Luther King Day? What's the Shiloh? Of course you like film. Shabbos Yontif, that's a Shiloh. Torah Shebaal Peh, is there film or is there not film? But that you have to put on film is a Paskin Chumash. That's what the Gemara calls Zilkri Beiravu. Eskat Shalom and Cheyne. They know what it says in Chumash. Whatever is in Chumash, whatever is Torah Shebichsav, is not Nitfas in Horo. Horo is only on Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Gemara uses such an expression, Ravina Ravashi Soif Hayro. That's the end of the Tkufa of giving Hayro. Hayro is only on Torah Shebaal Peh. Dainu, when the Torah Shebaal Peh was being transmitted Baal Peh, starting from Ravina Ravashi on, the Torah Shebaal Peh was being transmitted Mitoch HaKsav. They were teaching from a text. So that's why those who came, the Talmid Chacham came after Ravina Ravashi. There's still a Masorah. There's still a way to transmit the Torah Shebaal Peh, but it's not on the same level Al Pidin. Not on the same level Al Pidin of Masorah as those who preceded the days of Ravina Ravashi. They were more of starting from Yeshua ben Nun till Ravina Ravashi, Al Pidin, there was one level of Masorah. The stem of the days of Yeshua ben Nun, they knew how to learn better than the days of Ravina Ravashi, because they had just heard everything directly from Moshe Rabbeinu. So the stem of Ravina Ravashi are not going to have the chutzpah to disagree with Yeshua ben Nun. If they'll have a head-on conflict, Mestamad will give in to him. Mestamad will understand that he probably knows better than him. But Al Pidin, strictly speaking, everybody from the days of Yeshua ben Nun until the days of Ravina Ravashi had one level, one status of Chachmei Masorah. Starting from that period on, till Ara Yemez, everybody has a lower level of status, a lower status of Chachmei Masorah, because we transmit the Torah, we give the Masorah Mitoch HaKsav. We don't do it Baal Peh. So that's one case, that's correct. That's one case that the Gemara has, that you don't have to have a later Bezdin should be greater b'chochmah v'minyan than the earlier Bezdin in order to disagree with them. And no matter, that's a question of halacha. You have a Mishnayis like that. A lot of times you have a Mishnayis, you have a Mishnah Rishayna and a Mishnah Achreina. Bezdin Shalachreim Amru, the later Rabban in Paskin Fakir, L'hokka, L'hachmah, you have several Mishnayis like that. A Mishnah Mishnah and Mishnah Achmanim. What right does the later Tanoim have to disagree with the other Tanoim? What do you mean, what right? They have the right to express their opinion on a matter of halacha. Of course they have a right. They don't have to be greater b'chachmah v'minyan. The only time you need greater b'chachmah v'minyan is if the earlier Bezdin enacted a takone, a gzeira, a siyog, something like that. And the later Bezdin wants to repeal it. So then halacha says you have to have greater b'chachmah v'minyan. And then Tosis quotes in Gemara, this long Tosis, Elam Kain, they quote, the Gemara says with respect to the Yudches Dover, towards the end of the period of the Bais Sheni, there were many machlekes between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. Shammai and Hillel themselves lived 100 years before the Churban HaBayit. And then their students lived later, after they passed away. During the days of Shammai and Hillel, there wasn't so much machlekes. There was machlekes about smicha. And you bring korbanos on yontif, do you lean on the animal? Or do you not? Or do you not lean? That was the ganze machlekes. But that wasn't, the world wasn't being ripped apart because of that. And as the years progressed, there were many machlekes in. And there were 18 issues, there were 18 big issues where the Beis Shammai rammed through a majority and the Psak was issued like the Beis Shammai, the Yud Ches Dover. Then in addition to the 18 Gzeiris, the Gemara has another six cases in Sukkah, there were another six cases where we passed like the Beis Shammai, adds up to the sum total of 24. So these Yud Ches Gzeiris that were voted upon, that we should passkin like the Chumris of the Beis Shammai against the Kulvus of the Beis Hillel, the Gemara says, even if Eliyahu HaNavi will come, and will have such a Bezna Godel that will be much greater than the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel altogether, this he can't budge. These Gzeiris remain. So that's the question, what kind of a category is that? Why should there be such a category? What is it? That the Gzeira, the Rabbanim, was instituted, and no later Bezna can ever come greater B'chachmah V'minyan, Al-Tzkintaranda, they can't undo that. So Tosis says that it's for historical reasons, because it's such a historical, such a machlekes. And Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi that they were shvichas damim, they were killing each other. Wow. Here the second, in this Tosis, Elam Kain, there are very narrow lines, then you have the medium-sized lines, then you have the very wide lines. So in the medium-sized lines on the second line, the first line, the second line, said, Yeshleima, the first wide line they have, Yeshleima, the davcha b'yudchas davor, even if the later Bezdin is greater than the early Bezdin, he can't undo it. Why? As the Yerushalmi comments on this issue, on the Yud Ches Gzeiris, that they were killing each other. They were mamish, there was bloodshed over this issue. So if you're going to try to repeal it, there may be bloodshed again. So Taisa says, that's for historical reasons, we don't want to jeopardize it. You always get paschal, so leave it already like that.
Yeah.
What nothing justifies the bloodshed. Like this man has said. You make an Erev and the other guy, they'll kill each other, whether you're Erev, no.
It's
terrible. So that's what Taisa says. You're not allowed. We don't want to Cholila have any more bloodshed. So let's leave it already the way it was. That's what Taisa says. That the Yud Ches Dover has a special status because historically it was Korach and such blood and such troubles that we don't want to have Agmas Nefesh again. The Rambam does not learn like this. The Rambam, when he quotes this in Hilchos Mamrim, generalizes it. He said he doesn't only write that Yud Ches Dover. He says Bamed Dvar Mamurim. When does the Halacha say that in order to repeal an enactment you have to have Godel B'Chachma B'Minyan and then you can't repeal it? That's if it's a takone, or a gzeire, or a pesasiog. A gzeire. What if it's a siog because of a hashash that someone's going to violate a din deraisa? So then the Rambam takes the Yud Ches Dover as a type of gzeire, not because historical reasons, because it was so much machlokes. The Rambam says, whenever the mezen made a siog because they're concerned that people are going to violate an avera deraisa, then he says, such a cat that constitutes a separate category, even if everything is very peaceful. He says, then you can never repeal such a gzeira. Why not? Very unclear. The Rambam learns you can never repeal such a gzeira. So some of the Mefarshim write pshat in the Rambam as follows. Rabbi Chanan Vasanin wrote an essay that's called Divrei Sofrim. Very interesting essay. Divrei Sofrim. How do you what is the relationship between Dinim Deraisa and Dinim Derabbanan? What's the relationship between Torah Baal Peh and Torah Bichtav? That's touchy points. So in one of the chapters in this country, Divrei Sofrim, Rabbi Chana raises the following question, that Gemara says in Chagigah that you're not allowed to do Malach on a Chalamoid. And it's based on Pesukim, it's unclear. The Chumash says you're not allowed to do Malach on Yom Tov. But if it's Chalamoy, it sounds like you are allowed to, you're not allowed to. It's a little not clear. So certain things you're allowed to, certain things you're not allowed to. How do you figure this out from the Pesukim? Certain things you are allowed to, certain things you're not allowed to. It's very schwach. Very schwach. So the Gemara says, Loi Mesorah HaKosuv, Elo LaChachamim. The Torah left it up to the Chachamim to decide what should be Muta, what should be Osa. There really no Midrash HaTorah and Drash HaSpem over there. So what does that expression mean? Loi Mesorah HaKosuv, Elo LaChachamim. The Torah left it up to the rabbis to decide. So then many Balei HaTorah hold what it means is that it's a Din D'Rabbanim. The Torah left it up to the Rabbanim. In each generation, if they want to make a din derabbanan, they make a din derabbanan. So they made a din derabbanan that you're not allowed to do malach and chalamoy. The whole thing is an invention of the rabbanan. That's one opinion in Tosfos. The last daf in the first parak in Avodah Zarah. First parak in Avodah Zarah goes to daf chafal of chavbeis. So in the last daf, one of the last Tosfos in the first parak has this machlekes. What does that expression mean? In Chagiga, daf yud ches amin aleph, in connection with maleches chalamoy, the Gemara uses an expression like abraisa, halamarato. The Torah left it up to the Chachamim to determine what they should ask and what they should matter. So the one opinion that Taisa says the Malach is Chalamai, there's only the Rabbanim. That's what it means. The Torah gives the Rabbanim the right to institute Gzeirus the Rabbanim. The other opinion that Taisa holds not, so that's how the Ramot. It's Machlokes and Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber writes that Malach is Chalamai, there's only the Rabbanim. The Ramot Paskins like the other opinion that Taisa. Malach is Chalamai is the right. So what does that expression mean? So that's where Rabbi Elchanan of Asim talks about. This is a new category of a din deraisa. We're used to a din deraisa was a shteit nechumish, a din deraisa halacha l'moshe misinai, a din deraisa you have midrash haTorah nedreshes bem. Here's a new category of a din deraisa. There's a pasuk and it's vague, and you have no way to utilize any midrash haTorah nedreshes bem. But the Chachamim have a feeling. They think that the din should be like that. That's how they would sometimes ask the Chazanish. He would issue an opinion, and then they would ask, Who shteit azoi? So he would point like this. He would point to his heart. Says it over here. On Gius Bonois, some political issue, you know, about drafting women into the Israeli army. So he said, it's Anissa deraisa. So he said, Vushteit. So he pointed to his heart. And a lot of times he writes in a sefer about certain issues of halacha. So he writes a lashon mistimas divrei haposkim mashma, from the fact that the poskim don't say one way or the other, so it's obvious that the din is like this, and everybody knows that all the poskim write fakir. He goes, no, that's the thrust of the halacha is like that. So that's a concept of la mesar hakosa la chachamim. The Torah leaves it up to the chachamim to kaveh the dinim, even when you're not using midrash haTorah nedreshes bem. Just the feeling that they have a feeling that the din should be like this. So according to the way we pass now, Malach is, according to the way the Ramot pass, the Mechaber pass, Malach is Chalamoid is only Rabbanan. The Sfardim hold like that. But the Ashkenazim follow the Ramot, the Malach is Chalamoid is their Isis. So it's a new category of Adin their Isis, which is not based on a Pasuk. Not a Pasuk, it's not a Lachal Moshe Messina, no Midrash HaTorah of Yashas Pem. It's just the Chachamim think they have the Pasuk is vague. And the Torah left it up to the Chachamim to determine what they think the guidelines and the parameters of the halacha should be. So in the countries, Divrei Sefer and Elchanan of Asman raises a question. What if in an earlier generation, a Beis Din convened, and they determined what the Hilchas Chalamot should be, based on the power vested in them, of Lama Sar Kasva Allah Chachamim? Then in the later generation, the later Beis Din decides, we don't like their kviyas. We'd like to make a different kviyas about what should be also, what should be mutar chalamoid, lachma, lachma, whatever. They want to make everything different. So Rabbi Chana raises three possibilities. Should you say it's like you're talking about a din deraisa? When it comes to a shaylan and a din deraisa, the later bezin has a right and obligation to issue their opinion, even if it's in disagreement with greater b'chachma v'minyan. They can disagree with an earlier bezin that was greater b'chachma and greater v'minyan. They're smaller b'chachma, smaller v'minyan, but they're entitled to an opinion. So they have a right to say, they have a right and an obligation to say, even if the earlier Bezin is greater B'chachmim. That's one way to say. Or maybe I should say, Rabbi Chanan says, maybe I should say no. Where did the Gemara get this whole idea from over here? Ain't Bezin yochel abatel dibi Bezin chaverim ken gar l'menim chachmim menya. If the later Bezin wants to repeal the enactment of the earlier Bezin, the takana de Rabbanan, the later Bezin has to be greater B'chachmim menya. Usually we have a rule called the tikkun Rabbanan, ken de reis tikkun. All the din of the Rabbanan pattern after the din of the reis. Where is there a din deraisa over here? What could this possibly be patterned after? Do you have such a thing on the level of deraisa? Avein bezin yochel about, how can you have on the level of deraisa? A later bezin wants to repeal an enactment of an earlier bezin. On a level of deraisa, there are no enactments of bezins. So Rabbi Chana suggests the possibility, maybe you do have an enactment, a rabbinical enactment that becomes a din deraisa. This category of Zloy Mesarach Kasav Allah HaChamim, that if an earlier bezin is kaveh, what they think the halacha should be, the parameters of malachas chalamoy, so that's like a kviyas, that's like a rabbinical enactment, but it becomes a din deraisa. And then if a later bezin wants to change the kviyas, maybe that's the din deraisa, then you'll need a greater bezin mechofma of a minyan. And the fact that this klal applies by all dinim derabbonon, that's called the tikkun rabbonon kein deraisa tikkun. We're borrowing this concept that exists on the level of deraisa from the cases of that there the later bezin has to be greater than the earlier bezin, so we apply it to all the din of the rabban. That's the second possibility. Then he has a third possibility. Maybe whenever the Torah has such a category, let's say malachas chalamoid or anything like that, you have a pasuk that's vague, and you don't know what should be included, what should be excluded, and it's lo mesar kos v'alach hachamim. So hachamim, somebody has to come along and make a kviyas. Maybe the halacha is that the first bezin that comes and makes the kviyas wins, and it comes out that's the din deraisa, and no one can budget.
Yeah.
No one can change it.
It
becomes like you can't change the din yater. Maybe once you say la mesara kasav ala chachamim, so the Torah leaves it up to the chachamim. So the first bezin that comes along and makes a kviyas, that's it. That's like, and now it's considered as if that's the pshat and the posuk. So how is a shach for a later bezin to undo it? That's considered to be pshat and posuk. So Rav Chana had the three possibilities. And then when you have such a category of La Misara HaKasav Ela HaChomim, and the later Bezin wants to repeal the Kviyas of the earlier Bezin, so his first possibility was, any later Bezin has a right to repeal it however they want. You're talking about, what do you think the Din Deraisa should be?
Yeah.
What the Din Deraisa should be is Yiftach Bedor, Kishmul Bedor, every Bezin is entitled to their opinion. The second possibility raised was, maybe entitled to their opinion is a different thing. But here, the first bezin made a kviyas. It was a vague pasuk, so maybe you need the later bezin should be greater b'chachma minyan than the earlier bezin. And this will be an example of a din deraisa, where you need a bezin gadol b'chachma minyan to repeal the enactment, to repeal the kviyas of the earlier bezin. The third possibility was that once there was a bezin made a kviyas, that's it, and you can't budge. So some Gedolim want to say that that's the Shitas HaRambam over here. What did the Rambam learn that the Yudches Gzeres, what Taisus quotes over here, the Yudches Dover, the 18 Gzeres, the Rabbana, where the Beisham, Ayad, voted the Beisilo, can never be annulled. Why can it never be annulled? Even if you have a Bezin later that'll be greater, B'chachmin, you won't be able to annul the Gzeres, the Rabbana of the Beisham, with the Yudches Dover. Why not? Why should that be so? So the Rambam doesn't write for historical reasons like this. The Rambam writes it's a new category. It's a siyog to prevent people from violating a din deraisa, and you cannot repeal it, period. Why not? Why can't you repeal it? So some say that the Rambam is driving at that third possibility of Rabbi Chanan, that li'olam, there's a pasuk in Chumash that says, u'shmartem es mishmarti asu mishmeris l'mishmarti. Now that Asum Mishmeris L'Mishmarti is not necessarily speaking to the Bezin. It's speaking to Kol Yochid V'Yochid. The Torah tells every person, if you are in a circumstance where you feel, some people, this is a diamond merchant, the other person works in a university, the other one is in administration of the university, and this one sells automobiles, and this one is a Rebbe in Yeshiva, and this one runs a hotel, everybody has a different parnos. Each person in his field has a different Yetzirah. This one has a Yetzirah for Kovid, this one has a Yetzirah for Mum and Gezel, this one has a Yetzirah for Opnar and Mention, whatever. Each one has a different Yetzirah. So each person in his circumstance has to make his own Siyogim for himself to make sure that he doesn't fall in. My Yetzirah is different from yours, so you don't have to be Nizah from my Harchakis. I don't have to be Nizah from yours. The Chazal makes Zeres Derabbanon, so the Mesillah Sushan writes, that's a Dov HaShav L'Chol Nefesh. Those Zeres were instituted because they feel that applies to everybody, whatever field you happen to have gone to. But in addition to the gzeiros that the Chazal instituted that are mentioned in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, each person should look carefully into his own circumstances. Maybe in your circumstance you have to make your own gzeiros. So the Olam, this pasuk, Shmartim es Mishmarti, Asum Mishmaris Mishmarti, is speaking to every individual person. It's not only speaking to the Bezin. except that sometimes the Bezdin has to make a kfiyus that you think that this chashash doesn't apply to you. It only applies to shoemakers, it only applies to tailors, it only applies to grocer. No, it applies even though you're working in a university, even though you work in a hotel, and even though he's a dentist, and even though he's a salesman, clock salesman, whatever. Everyone has a different parnasa. No, these chashashes apply to everybody. So in effect, this is really a case of loy mesara hakasav el lachachamim. The chachamim have to determine to what extent do you have to make zeris, and what is included in mishmarta mes mishmarti, what is not included. So the chachmei hachazal, the gemara says, certain zeris that apply to everybody. Certain zeris that apply to everybody. Whatever field you're in, to a certain extent, everybody has to be machmir not to do certain things because of the siyag of mishmarta mes mishmarti. So it could be that that's how the Rambam understood that Gemara, that the Yudches Dovor cannot be undone, can never be undone. So the Rambam says, not only on the Yudches Dovor, not because of historical reasons. That Gemara applies to any Gzera de Rabbanon, which is as a siog to a din deraisa. Because then it comes out that the Chachamim who kaveh this Iser said that this falls under the category of Ishmarta Mes Mishmarti. So that's like Lam Misar Kas Vela Chachamim. It's up to the Chacham to determine what is included and what's not included. Once an early Bezdin established what's included, what's not included, so there's no way to change that Kriyas. If it was up to the Chacham to determine, and they have already determined that this case is included, so far found that case is included, there's no way to undo it. That's what it would seem that the Rambam sheet is. Rambam holds like the third possibility of Rabbi Chana Rassaman, that whenever you have an example, whenever you have such a case of La Misara HaKasar Allah HaChamim, once an early Bezdin makes a kviyas, so that's it, it's like a din deraisa, and the din HaTorah cannot be changed. The way we're explaining the Rambam, it should be treated like a din deraisa. La Misara HaKasar Allah HaChamim comes out that it's a din deraisa. Yeah, certainly not. It's certainly only a din derabbanan. I don't know. That's a very good kash. I don't know. That's the Ramban. In effect, that's the Ramban's kasha on the Rambam. In effect, the Ramban is that kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam says that all dinim de rabbanon are deraisa because of loisosa. So the Ramban is, how can it be? We know there's a din of sveka deraisa lechumer, sveka de rabbanon lekula. So the Ramban himself gives an answer. That when according to the Rambam, he says when the Chachamim instituted the Yisa de Rabbanon, they're built in a clause that whenever it's a suffix, it should be mutter. Because the Rambam himself holds that Sveka de Raisa Lechumer itself is only Midir Rabbanon. So that Chumer Midir Rabbanon of Sveka de Raisa Lechumer, they never instituted Benegeh to some din in deraisa. Those that we call the Rabbanon, they never instituted it. In effect, what you're asking is a Ramban's kasha. If every din, the Rambam sounds like it has all dinim de Rabbanon become dinim de Raisa, so how can you ever say Sveka de Rabbanon lekul? So he gives up some answer, but the kasha is a good kasha. The Chachamim Asid, whatever is mentioned, whatever the Chachamim Asid in the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, that applies to everybody. But whatever the person has to introduce a siyog for himself, so that all depends based on his circumstances. Sometimes he needs. Generation. It's a good tekasha. It's a very good tekasha. I don't know. The Gemara seems to say not so. It's a very good tekasha.
But then we have to redefine what is chachomim. Each generation. I mean, you can say chachomim.
Even if you have real chachamim, it's still a good kasha.
In the Yud Ches Tavav, where there were things there, like they have one and made it there so that they shouldn't be things. And so that's something that they did, because like Yatsach, something like that. You can't find another Beis Din that can throw in Yai Nesach now, you throw a towel in. Because it's something that is so strong and such a getter that they're afraid of intermarriage. They're afraid of something major.
But let's say Nisuch.
Rather, the percentage of intermarriage keeps on going higher and higher. But the Nisuch by the Goyim keeps on getting lower and lower, and Halach Lamai said, we're more makel now on Stam Yenin than we ever were. As the generations keep on rolling on, the Goyim are less involved in Nisuch HaYayin. So they still have Galochim here and there. They still have people who are, they still have on the east side, they still have places where they pour wine. And I mentioned, I think, across the street from the dormitory in Washington Heights, the boy said that they used to have a goy in one of the apartments. He used to see every day the way he pours wine on in his mizbeach. There are here and there are people. But generally speaking, The goyim are less and less menasach yain labadizar, and that's why the pasuk say the halacha lemaisa the ilchas tam yainim are less and less because we have clauses in the gemara. The gemara has certain rules and regulations. If the nachri is not a bar hochi am nisuch, say you make a lan this and you make a lan that. Bizmanazes tam yainim is mutabano. If you have a hefsid nur, bizman yainim is mutamano. Bizman atanoim was also bano. Bizmanazes tam yainim is bottled beshishim. Bizman amishnah was bemashahu. This is Ebizmanazes bottled beshishim because they're not bikim benisuch. Bizmanazes were make a lalat on the tam yainim. Even though there's more higher percentage of intermarriage than there ever was before.
But the real reason is where we'll get intermarried.
Yeah.
But that's nothing to do really with Nisa. That has to do with...
socializes.
Right.
The other reason, the Gemara has two reasons why. They asked Stam Yena for two reasons. One, because it may lead to intermarriage. One, because of the chashash that maybe they're menasech it lover dezor. So the chashash is that maybe they're menasech are less and less. So that's why we're throwing out a lot of the chumras. It's no longer Asa Bahano, if it's Hefzid Merubah. It's no longer b'mashahu, it's batal b'shishim, other coolers, we have loads of coolers. But it's still also b'shtiya, yeah. Because of the intermarriage chashash.
Anything that Rabbanan say comes into derisa. Whatever they say is a derisa.
I'll take a look. Okay. And so just to review, he asked a good question. Rabbi Norlich asked a good question. How does this compare to the din of Ein Lachal Shefi Shabi Yamech Yiftach Udarak Yishmol B'dar? So there are really three different categories that we shouldn't confuse. One is an earlier Talmud Chacham, Nadi Behuda Gezakta Psak, Agoyin Adis said a Psak. A Bezdin Mishnah Rishayna, the early Tanoim gave a Psak. The later Tanoim want to disagree with the Psak. The Chassam Sofer wants to disagree with the Nadi Behuda. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein wants to disagree with the Nadi Behuda with the Chassam Sofer. He'll take them all on, he'll disagree with everybody. So, Das Shteitin Gemara, Das Shteitin Shulchan Aruch, Ein Lachal Shevet Shabi Yamecha. Yiftach v'derek yishmol v'dar. The Ramo, that's what we said. The Ramo Chayish Mishpah Simcha Fei says that today you have the right, legally speaking, you have the right to disagree with Rishonim and Goinim. Just you better consult others because you may be making a big mistake. You may think that you're God's gift to the world. You don't know what you're talking about. But if you consult with others and they all think that you're right and you bring rayas and you hold the Goinim are wrong, so there's no halacha of
Also.
The only limitation is that someone who comes after the generation Rabin Rabashi can't disagree with those who preceded because that's the Vilna Gaon's Gemara, Rabin Rabashi Sofer Ro. So the Vilna Gaon Sechen Zon, that's what the Ramah is based on. Ramah says that we have a right to disagree with earlier Achronim, with Rishonim, with Goinim, up until Rabin Rabashi. Past that, we don't have a right to disagree. So the Gros says that's because Rabbi Abashi Sefera, that's al pidin a different kufa and maser. The Tanoim Amoraim, that's al pidin the same al pidin is the same kufa and maser. And Rishonim Achronim Goinim, it's al pidin all the same category. Al pidin it's all the same. Historically it's different. They edited, but they didn't.
They didn't
yes, I mean it reads a little smoother. But they didn't disagree with what the Rabino Abashi had said. They just edited a little bit. They added on a little bit here and there, but it wasn't in disagreement with anybody. So that's the first category, that the later Bezdin has the right and the obligation to express their opinion, even in disagreement with the earlier generation. That's the klal of Ein Lachal Shevet Shabi Yamecha, Yiftach V'derek Yishmol B'dar. And you can't say, how does this Rav compare to Rav Chaim Ois? How does this Rav compare to Rav Itzalei Petterburger? How does it compare to Rabbi Zalman Melzi? You're not allowed to talk like that. That's not correct. You're not allowed to say like that. If this Rav is a Bar Hachi to Paskin, so he's supposed to listen to his Psak. That's one din. Then there's another din. That's what our Gemara is talking about. If a Bezin makes a Takana, if a Bezin makes a Gzeira, Takana, they made an enactment. You can't say that the later Bezin understands differently. What do you mean understands differently? The earlier Bezin made a Takana the Rabbanon. So you want the later Bezin to repeal the Takana. If we're arguing what pshat in the Gemara, I don't have to repeal the Nadi Behuda. The Nadi Behuda didn't make a takana. He learned pshat like that, and I learned pshat differently. So if I'm a chacham shelo higia lo hayro, so I should keep my mouth shut. If I'm a chacham shehigia lo hayro, even if I know my place, and none of Nadi Behuda was more brilliant than me and so on. But if I'm a chacham shehigia lo hayro, I'm permitted and obligated to express my honest opinion, even if it's in disagreement with Nadi Behuda. Now I should have enough seichel to realize that Mistama the Nadi Behuda is right. Mistama I'm not right. So that depends. How convinced am I of my shita? If I just have a slight Natiya Sadas, I think the din is like that. Then you tell me, well, the Rav said not so. So I'll be the first one right away. Oh, I give it. I didn't. I'll back out. They tell me that Yehuda says not so. So I'll back out. But if I'm fully convinced, I'm so convinced that the din is so, even if you tell me that the Rav said not so, Ramosha said not so, I'll still insist that this is it. I'm still insist. So that's what the Kesem Mishnah explains. How come the Amoraim usually did not disagree with Tanoim? And once in a while, the Amoraim say something against all the Tanoim, and we pass Kalak the Amoraim. What's the story over here? Is it a Tiyufta or is it not a Tiyufta when an Amora says something and you discover that it's against all the Shitas of all the Tanoim? So that's Mistama, the answer the Kesem Mishnah means to say. If the Amora just says with a slight Netiyas Hadas, and then he sees all the Tanoim disagree, so he's going to back down. So he's going to say, okay, I back down, I don't say it. I change my mind. But if the Amora is so convinced that this is the Halacha, he just simply can't see the other way of thinking. Then you can show him all the Tanoim in the world. He's not going to give in. He's not allowed to give in. He doesn't have to give in. He's convinced that this is the Halacha, and the Tanoim and Amoraim Alpidin do belong to the same category of Masor. They're both before Avinu Rav Ashi. So he's permitted and obligated to disagree if he's really convinced of his sheet. So this is the second category. The first category is when the later Bezdin has a different view on the whole story. They think, whether it's a Din Derais, a Din Derabbanan, they think they learn Pshat differently. The second category is when you want to repeal an enactment of the Yoli Bezdin. Then the third category is Abachon of Asman's category that he discusses in the Kuntres Dibre Sofrim. If you're dealing with an issue of L'misara Kos Vela Chachamim, on the assumption that that means a Din Derayse, that's how the Ramah passed, that Melechus Chalamot is Derayse, and that's where that expression appears in the Gemara Chagiga Daf Yitches. L'misara Kos Vela Chachamim appears in connection with Melechus Chalamot. And there are more Paschans like that opinion in Tosis, that Melechus Chalamot is Derayse. So how can Shmuel have a minute that he wants to repeal it? So obviously, what is the Gemara driving at? Obviously, Hillel only made the Takana for his generation. And in later generations, they're making their own takana. So if they want to undo it, so undo it, Gesundheit. So Hillel says, Shmuel says, I hope they'll listen to me, I want to undo it. So you see that Hillel didn't make the takana for the later generations. And for the Gemara. But usually, Iyaya Shecheli means, if they would listen to me. If the Velt would listen to me, I know they're not going to listen to me. Iyaya Shecheli, if they would listen to me, if I would have my way,